This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would further ruin Ukraine. Its words, the House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over the renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president has warned Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding. The Israeli army said its soldiers shot two Palestinians who tried to shoot and stab them in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, and the Palestinian Health Ministry said both men had died, Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
The official Palestinian news agency, WAFA, quoting local sources, said that Israeli forces shot the two men and ambulance crews were prevented from reaching them. Palestinian security forces told WAFA that the two men, aged 18 and 19, died and that they were still unable to collect their bodies. Violence in the West Bank, already on the rise before the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, has escalated, with frequent army raids on militant groups, rampages by Jewish settlers in Palestinian villages, and Palestinian street attacks.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Near the embattled eastern town of Kupiansk, where Russian forces are pressing, Ukrainian artillery gunners said on Sunday the new U.S. aid package expected to receive final passage this week would lead to a battlefield turnaround. Moscow has had the battlefield momentum since capturing Avdiivka, a longtime bastion town in eastern Donbass. Its forces are slowly advancing. This is VOA News. Haitians are scrambling to survive as they seek food, water, and safety with gang violence choking the capital, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes, and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two Japanese Navy helicopters carrying eight crew members have crashed in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo during nighttime training in a possible collision, leaving one dead. Rescuers on Sunday searched for seven others missing. Japan's defense minister says the cause of the crash was not immediately known, but officials believe the two helicopters likely collided before crashing into the water. The Navy Chief of Staff said training will be suspended until the cause of the crash is determined and preventative measures are adopted. Hawaii lawmakers take aim at vacation rentals after a wildfire amplifies Maui's housing crisis, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The acute housing shortage, especially in Maui, is leaving many islanders grappling with where to live while they're grieving the deaths of loved ones and the loss of their communities. The deadly wildfire in August burned the core of Lahaina's residential housing stock. One woman who lost her home and is now living in Florida, tells the AP the cheapest rental she could find was $10,000 a month. While Hawaii's lawmakers are looking at ways to house displaced residents and reduce the rental market, vacation rental owners say that's not fair, taking away their property rights and their source of income. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials say a race car veered off the track during a competition in Sri Lanka and rammed into a crowd of spectators and race officials, killing seven people and injuring 20 others. Thousands of spectators looked on Sunday as the mishap took place during a race in a town in the tea-growing Central Hills, about 180 kilometers east of the capital, Colombo. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.